Angela Sloan is an investment advisor and representative of Sloan Financial Group, LLC. Investment and advisory services are offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC. MAS is a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. MAS and Sloan Financial are not affiliated companies.
It's time for The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan of Sloan Financial Group. This is the show for you. If you're a retiree or approaching retirement and you want to make sure your financial plan has a solid foundation, get ready to learn how to design your own retirement blueprint. Here's Angela.
Well, hello out there in Radio Land. This is Angela Sloan, your retirement architect, back again this week with some very important information for those of you who are looking to retire. And let's say you're between age 55 and 65. What are the critical things that you need to be paying attention to? We're going to explore some of those things today and some questions that you need to be asking yourself. Number one, you need to prioritize your values. You need to ask yourself questions like, what's more important? Do I want to retire early and possibly live on less, or do I want to work longer and have a more extravagant lifestyle? This is something that most of us don't sit around and think about. We just think retirement's going to work itself out. That's not always the case. It's a personal choice. There's no right or wrong answer. And I hear from both ends. I had one lady last week just tell me, you know, look, I'd rather retire on less. I don't know how much time I'm going to have in retirement. So I want to retire on less and enjoy life a little. So it's a personal choice. Once you determine your answers to those two questions, you can make money decisions more easily because now you've clarified your goal, your value. You know, what is it that you want to do? The second thing you need to make sure is that you know your numbers. So looking in the financial mirror is not always easy. It's not always fun, but it's vital for you to know your numbers so that it'll help plan your retirement. So number one, how much do you have? How much have you saved so far? Number two, how much do you save? On a regular, consistent basis, how much do you save? Number three, how much do you spend? And number four, how much debt do you have? You need to know those numbers because you need to estimate your income streams. How are you going to pay for this? Do you know how much your Social Security is going to be? Have you sat down and done a Social Security report? We always do a report for our clients that tell them the most efficient way to draw Social Security. Most people don't realize how many different formulas they are for drawing their Social Security. Social Security knows that the more you draw, the sooner you draw, the less they're going to pay out because you're going to take that 25% discount for starting early. Most people don't realize that. The later you wait to draw, statistically, the more they're going to pay out. So they encourage you to start early. There's a reason for that. Do you have a pension? Do you have the old-fashioned kind of pension? Have you sat and thought about former employers and whether or not you still have a pension sitting with some former employers? Do you have some type of annuity? Are you interested in some type of annuity that would give you that sustainable income? What's your reasonable withdrawal rate from your IRA or your 401k? Have you thought about how much percentage can you take out each year? It used to be, back in the 80s and 90s, we were told, oh, 4% a year is that safe rate of withdrawal. And that's not the case anymore. Now we're being told it's more like 2.1%. What are the required minimum distributions going to be when you're 70 and a half, and how is that going to affect you? This weekend, I went down to the beach, and I ran into a couple there that's neighbors of mine there, and they had to start taking their RMDs this past year through their Social Security in a taxable situation. They wanted me to look at their tax return. Well, guess what? They're 71 now. It's too late to be doing that kind of planning. Had they came to me 10 years ago, we could have done some good planning to have maybe avoided this whole issue. Then you've got to get a handle on your health care. How are you going to cover your health care? You need to understand what Medicare does and does not cover. Are you planning to retire before age 65? And you're going to have an issue with some health insurance between that age and your full retirement age of 65 when Medicare kicks in. How do you plan to cover those expenses that's not covered by Medicare or that gap in the insurance? You need to assess your risk for long-term care issues and evaluate options of how you're going to take care of that. I'm telling you, you better have some kind of extended care in place, because if you don't, it could blow everything that you've worked for. You need to look at your family history. How long do the females in your family live? How long do the males in your family live? And you need to count on living at least 5 years longer. You need to make an income timeline. How much income will you need when you first retire? Maybe you'll need less for gas, for commuting back and forth to work, but maybe you need more for vacation and travel. You'll need less for business clothes, but you might spend more in another area, like eating out. How much will you need in 5 years? So 5 years after retirement, inflation's kicked in. Maybe you're traveling a little bit less, but now you're spending a little more on health care. In 10 to 15 years, there's going to be significant inflation compared to the current environment. Large increases in health care needs, so your health care is going to go up significantly. And then 15 plus years, what's going to happen when you or your spouse passes away? I can tell you one thing that's absolutely unavoidable. One Social Security check goes away. And you need to plan on how are you going to replace that income, because your expenses typically don't go down as much as that Social Security check. So you need to have a plan in place of how you're going to cover that. And I'm here to tell you, it's a lot of planning to do between age 55 and 65. And if you're closer to the 65-year end, please don't think that it's too late. The sooner, the better. So, you know, give us a call. We need to start tackling some of these issues and figure out how are you going to take care of them so that you can have a happy retirement. Now, of course, we want your retirement to be a happy retirement, but what about regrets? You know, we all have regrets. We can always look back and say, if only I had just, or maybe if I had done this different. But I realize there's some areas in talking with clients day in and day out that I never hear a regret on. And I want to kind of go over some of those. So these are some things I've never had anybody look at me and say, I'm sorry we did this. One of those, I've never heard anybody say, I really regret putting money into my Roth IRA every year. Never have I heard one person complain that that is money they can pull out completely tax-free and it has no bearing on their Social Security being taxed. Never had anybody regret that one. So the more you can get into a Roth IRA between now and retirement, the better. And in retrospect, I should have spent more and saved less. That's what I should have done. I should have just spent, and saved less and just lived it up. Because I don't know what to do with all that money before I die. You know, I've never heard anybody say that. I've never heard anybody say I should have just spent more and lived it up and saved less and not had as good a retirement. Because now I've got this problem of I'm going to leave money to somebody. Never have I heard anybody say that. So when you start trying to get a handle on the expenses, as we were talking before, and your spending, it's a must that you get a handle on your spending. You know, I had a conversation just this past week with somebody who said, well, I need a mortgage because I need the tax deduction. You don't ever want to spend a dollar to save a nickel. In theory, it's true. You can deduct your mortgage interest. But you're going to spend a dollar to save 15 cents on taxes. Who wins? Certainly not you. And the third one I just love. The life insurance I paid out that I got when my husband died was just a little insulting because it's like he thought I couldn't handle the finances without some help. I have never had a spouse upset over a life insurance payout, ever. And I'm going to tell you a little story that happened here. And I didn't even realize what was happening. I was just going through my normal routine of trying to help a client. A couple came in to get their taxes done. I'd never met with them before. They were simply here to get a tax return done. And I started asking all my usual questions. And we got on the life insurance topic. And I told them to bring their life insurance in. And for the same money, I was able to double the coverage. I was able to show them how to get double the life insurance for the same money that they were spending. Well, years passed by, probably 10 years or so passed by, and he passed away. When she came in for us to do the paperwork and finish up the death claim, she admitted to me that that day that I very first met with him to prepare their tax return, that I had totally ticked her off because I was asking too many nosy questions, and she just didn't understand what the life insurance had to do with their taxes. And she said, even when they got in the car to leave, they argued over whether or not to bring the life insurance policy back to let me look at it. And he did anyway. And she said, I want to tell you that I really appreciate you going into that depth. She said, because here's the difference that made. She said, that leaves me enough extra money to pay the mortgage off. And it's made a huge difference in her life. She has no mortgage. She has money in savings. She's been a good saver. And now she's working, but she's working because she wants to and not because she has to. Makes a big difference. And here's the fourth one. Something else I've never heard anybody say. Gee, you know, it just makes me feel patriotic to pay more taxes than I have to. So I don't enjoy finding ways to spend less, you know? Just let me write the big check. Never do I have anybody want to pay more taxes. We're always looking for ways to pay less taxes, which is a huge part of the planning process. And here's the fifth one I don't think I've ever heard anybody say. Gee, I just love those big market corrections. I can't wait for the next one. It's really fun. It's a roller coaster ride. 2008 was probably my favorite year. Nobody likes those market corrections. But how do you take advantage of them when they happen? Something you need to learn and educate yourself on. So let's try to have as few regrets as we can when we hit retirement by facing these numbers that we talked about in the beginning. We'll be back in a few minutes to talk about some listener questions that we've had.
You're listening to The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan. Don't forget to call the team for a complimentary review. 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
Someone might try to sell you a home by slapping a new coat of paint on the exterior and drawing your attention to a nice living room inside. But what they might be hiding is that ugly and dangerous crack in the foundation on the side of the house. Unfortunately, you see tactics like this in the financial world. Advisors try to sell you the shiny object and ignore the cracks that might be hiding in the foundation of your financial plan. So turn to the retirement architect, Angela Sloan, to help you build a solid foundation for your financial plan. You'll feel better about what's ahead in retirement once that plan is in place. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892. Attention, business owners. You're probably paying too much personal income tax. Tax Law Solutions has helped business owners permanently reduce personal income taxes by 20 to 40%. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net.
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. That's from the book of Matthew, of course. We've all learned the importance of having a strong foundation. Without one, everything else crumbles. Keep listening to The Retirement Architect to learn how to build a strong retirement plan. Here's your host, Angela Sloan.
And welcome back. As you know that you guys that listen to us regularly, you know we love taking questions. So you can email us at sloanfinancial.net. That's info@sloanfinancial.net. Email us your question, or you can call us at 1-800-298-2892 or 803-222-2892 with your questions, and we'll be glad to answer them. But let's look at some questions that we got in this past week. Marie in Belmont wrote in and said, we're in our early 60s with plenty of money saved for retirement and no plans to retire anytime soon. But I feel like we're just drifting financially because we've never done any actual planning. So I don't really know if our investments are doing what they should be doing or not. Where do we start? Well, you can start, Marie, by picking up the phone and calling us, because you really do need to get a plan in place. You start by calling 803-222-2892 and setting up that initial appointment. You know, there's an old saying that nobody plans to fail, but plenty of people fail to plan. And that's where I'm afraid you're falling in. So there's so many things that could fall through the cracks. And we started with those things when we started this program. You need to prioritize your values. You need to know your numbers. You just admitted to me that you don't know your numbers, and it's a must that you know your numbers. You need to estimate your income stream. Another thing you just admitted, you don't really know if your investments are doing what they should be doing or not. Where's your income going to come from if you don't know that? You got to get a handle on the health care. That is vital. That has to be planned. And you need to make a timeline. You said you didn't have any plans to retire anytime soon, but you told me that you're in your 60s. You're not going to be able to work forever. So you need to come up with a date, and we need to plan for that date. And if you still want to work, that's fine. But we need to be prepared for the worst and hope for the best. So Jesse in Shelby, North Carolina, he wrote in and he said, where's the best place to invest for income? Is it bonds? Is it dividend stocks? Is it annuities, rental property? There are things that I don't like about each one of these. And Jesse, there's no canned answer. Okay, if anybody tells you there's a canned answer, you better get up and run. Because what's right for one person is not going to be right for the next person. And you be very careful where you put your qualified money. When I say qualified money, I mean your IRA, your 401k, your 403b. Because I have seen some disasters. I had one just this past year who went to a self-directed IRA and put his money, actually did about 2 years ago, put his money into a rental property investment, then required minimum distribution time comes, plus he was needing nursing care, and the money's all tied up in rental houses. How is he going to take an RMD, and how is he going to pay for his nursing home? You need to think way ahead whenever you're deciding where to put the money. First of all, you got to decide, what is it I want this money to do for me? Well, one thing it's going to have to do, if it's qualified money, is give you an RMD. I had another one a few years back put his IRA, self-directed IRA again, and invested in racehorses, of all things. 70 and a half rolls around. What is he going to do? Run around behind that horse with a sack? And hope he fills it up enough to satisfy the IRS? I don't think so. So this stuff has to be thought of well in advance. You need to be asking yourself, what do I want this money to do for me? Absolutely, it must be able to produce a required minimum distribution, because the penalty for not taking that required minimum distribution is 50% of the distribution amount. So you better be making sure that you can at least do that part. But you need to be asking yourself those questions. How much income am I going to need? What's my stomach for volatility? That will determine where you need to go with it. And sometimes it's a combination, because like you said, there's things you're not going to like about each one. But there's things that each one of those can do that the other one can't. So it's not necessarily using every area of each one of these things. It's knowing how to use the areas that you need to use to do what you're trying to do, if that makes sense. So just give me a call, 803-222-2892. I'll be glad to sit down and help you hash that out. Okay, so Stephen down in York, South Carolina, says, my financial advisor seems to do a good job of managing my investments, at least as far as I can tell, he says in parentheses, but we never talk about other things like Social Security or life insurance or taxes or estate planning, which are all things I feel I should be getting advice on. Is this typical? Well, Stephen, unfortunately, it is more common than not. And my advice is get up and run. Because if he's not talking about these things, there's a good chance that he doesn't know enough to talk about these things. And each one of these is vitally important. Things like your Social Security. Most people don't realize how big a part your Social Security plays in your retirement. See, most people, when they think about Social Security, they think about how much Social Security is going to pay them per month. But in fact, a married couple will get an average of about $500,000 out of Social Security over their lifetime. And sometimes that's your biggest pot of money. You just don't realize it because you're thinking about it in that little monthly check and not looking at the big picture. Your life insurance, absolutely essential for a married couple, because when one dies, a Social Security check is going away. And you better have a plan in place that can replace that Social Security check. Typically, you'll keep the larger amount and the smaller check will go away. How are you going to replace that income? And taxes. Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you think taxes are going down or do you think taxes are going up? And I know some of you out there are laughing because I can hear you, but I can almost assure you taxes are not going to go down. Taxes are only going to get worse. And folks, guess who's going to pay those taxes? Those of us who have saved and those of us who have planned. But you need to be planning on how you're going to pay the taxes and how much tax are you willing to pay. Your legacy plan, your estate plan. Folks, this is so important. You can't imagine how much money lawyers make on people who have no estate plan or have no power of attorney or have no living will. These documents are absolutely vital to your retirement plan. It's your foundation. What good does it do you to do all this other planning and save if the legal system can just jerk the rug right out from under you and your family if these documents are not in place? And I'm telling you, every one of these things work together. One tugs at the other. If you're going to be saving and doing investing, it's very important that you have this other planning in place. So just give me a call. I'll be glad to sit down and help you hash this out. It's 803-222-2892. Every bit of those items that we just talked about is vital to your retirement plan. We'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to recap some retirement planning scenarios that you're going to need to know about.
You don't have to have built a house to know the importance of a blueprint. From floor to ceiling, drywall to plumbing, you have to follow up on every detail. And you look for an architect to work with who has a solid track record of success and someone who cares about your ideas and safety. Because you're building more than a house, you're building a future. And your retirement plan should be treated the same way. You need a financial architect to consider all the details and keep your safety and dreams in mind when designing a plan for you. Call Angela Sloan and her team at Sloan Financial Group to get your own financial blueprint. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892. Attention, business owners. Permanently and dramatically reduce your personal income taxes by 20 to 40% this year and for years to come. In America, there are two tax systems, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Both are legal. Call Tax Law Solutions today to find out if you're paying too much. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net. The Sloan Financial Group is an independent firm serving you in Clover, Gastonia, and Charlotte. The company is built on the idea that integrity is everything. That principle has been guiding Angela Sloan and her team for more than 30 years. Angela understands the importance of a custom-built retirement plan and values the personal relationship she's built with clients over time. Come in for a visit and let her team build you a financial blueprint. She is, after all, the retirement architect. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
In the construction world, architects use all sorts of gadgets when designing a building. They look for just the right tool to complete the job. Your retirement architect host, Angela Sloan, has lots of tools at her disposal too. Keep listening to find out how she designs the perfect plan.
Okay, welcome back. I wanted to start this segment with what you need to do. Where do you need to start to try to get your plan together? What are some of the things you can do and some of the things you probably shouldn't do when trying to get your plan together? Number one, you're not going to be able to just read a book and do this. There's all kinds of books out there. For every book out there, there's thousands. There's also a different opinion. So there's thousands of books with thousands of opinions. Which one's going to apply to you? Your plan needs to be customized to fit you and to get you where you want to go and meet your goals and fill your needs. You can't just go out here and read a book and do it. Knowledge has to be combined with drive and determination. You know, sometimes you need a little push or maybe a little direction. And if you're not in this business, just trying to sit down and read a book, sometimes even the vocabulary can throw you. So don't just sit down and try to read a book and go out and do this yourself. Number two, you can try to do it on your own, but that's not always a good idea. It's just like I said with reading the book. You can try something on your own, like manage your 401k. How many times have you sat down and you've tried to arrange your 401k investments only to wind up making the wrong decision? Well, you know what? While you're young and you're working, it's okay. You can recover from that. But once you're retired, something goes haywire, you can't recover from it 9 times out of 10. How many people who were taking incomes out of those types of accounts did not recover since 2008? And they can't recover. Some of them have, but a lot of them have not, especially if they were taking income. So don't try to do this on your own. If one thing falls through the cracks, it can pull the rest of them with it. Number 3, certification matters. Yeah, all of those letters behind somebody's name, that means that they went to school, that means that they took some courses. But how much experience do they have? And what kind of credibility do they have? And I encourage you to go out to the FINRA website, FINRA.org, look up that person's name, see, you know, what's on their record, see if they've had any violations. And just because there's a lot of letters behind somebody's name does not mean that they have the experience. And I'll give you an example. A lot of times you'll find those letters out by somebody's name and they can't read a 1040 tax return. That's scary. In fact, I always call that spooky, because you cannot have somebody handling your money that does not understand the taxes. And I always ask the question, how many tax returns has that person ever done? You know, we do 1,400 a year here. So I can assure you, we've got a lot of tax experience under our belt. That hole in your pocket that the taxes fall through sometimes can be your biggest hole in your pocket. So you got to make sure that that hole is sewed up as tight as possible. Number 4, you need to start with goals. I want you to think about the GPS in your car. When you want to go somewhere, you go to the GPS in your car, and what's the first thing you have to tell it? You have to tell it where you want to go. So you type in the address, you type in your goal, and then that GPS, it'll sit there and you'll see that little thing, that little emblem be spinning. What's that GPS figuring out? First thing it has to do is figure out where you are right now, because it's going to map out where you need to go. So you've told it where you want to go. It's going to figure out where you are and how to get you there. That's my job. So you look at me as being your GPS. Number 5, don't counteract your progress with other bad habits. I can sit down, I can map out a great plan, and then you go out and buy a new house and throw yourself in debt again. Or go out and buy, oh boy, I didn't realize I had that much money. I always wanted this kind of car. So don't counteract our progress with other bad habits. You know, it's like going on a diet and you eat a salad for lunch and then you go eat lasagna for supper. You just counteracted your good habit with a bad one. Don't do that. And then number 6, you got to realize it's a journey. It's not an overnight thing. So I want you to stop and think about how much you've saved up to now. It took you your lifetime up to this point to get that amount of money. Figuring out what to do with it and how to spend it in your retirement is not going to happen overnight. My rule is that we need to spend between 4 and 6 hours together just educating. I need you to educate me about where you want to go, and then I need to educate you about all your choices and options of how to get to where you want to go. Because you can't make a good decision if you don't know what all your choices and options are. You need to know how they work, how long you're going to do it, how much it's going to cost you. And if you don't know those answers, then you don't do it. So my rule is to spend as much time as possible educating you on the things that you need to know to make a good decision to have that happy retirement. Because happy retirement is, I just love getting people to that happy retirement. It makes me feel so good when a client says, thanks to you, I don't have to worry. So thank you so much for joining us today. If you have questions or you need help with your retirement, feel free to call us 803-222-2892, or you can email any questions at info@sloanfinancial.net.
You're listening to The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan. Don't forget to call the team for a complimentary review. 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892. 222-2892.